That's nice.
I have a cousin that's trying to do some of that work, you know, with the ancestors. And,
mm-hmm.
But,
but you haven't done it yourself, huh?
No, I haven't. Not too much.
Have you gotten to go to Europe, do any traveling around there?
Who?
Go to Europe? Have you gotten to travel?
No, I haven't been to Europe. No.
What organizations have you belonged to in El Paso?
Well, I was in the Rotary, yep, Lower Valley Rotary Club. The first one, you know. And I was in that for about 17 years. I was the vice president.
Would you like to get a glass of water?
No, that's all right.
Okay.
I was the vice president, and then the man that Bill decided to retire, and so I became the president. And so I was about the third president there. But I was in that about 17 years, but then I kind of got away from the farm. And let's see, I was in the El Paso Hospice Soil Conservation, Water and Soil Conservation District at about the same time. And I was in that for about 28 years. Then I retired just a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened to be that I was a chairman for about 23 years on that. Couldn't get off and nobody else wanted the job. And I've been in the El Paso Valley Cotton Association down here at Clint, you know, the farmers. And,
mm-hmm.
And other than that, it's about all, isn't it? Other than farming.
Sounds like a lot. let's see. What religion are you?
Lutheran?
Mm-hmm.
That's one reason I was baptized in Butler in a Lutheran church. My parents were all Lutheran. And the minute we came here, we went to the Lutheran church, St. Paul's Lutheran on 1000 Montana Street, and we're still going there.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been there since 1929, and that's where we ran into the Bowman family and all these other families that we've known all these years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not too many left.
That's a long way to drive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We kind of, for a while, a couple years, they were breaking. They had another Lutheran church starting out here, the St. Timothy's, and we started helping them out, get them started.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents were living in town, but when they retired and came down here, they wanted to keep going to St. Paul, so we went on back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about 20 miles. With this freeway, you can get there in 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
No, we don't have to make one stop.
Yeah, right.
It's real nice, the freeway.
Now, some of these questions are just to see what sorts of words you have for various concepts. Well, one of the questions, too, I want to ask you is, what names did you have for your mother and father? What did you call them?
Well, I just called my mother Mom and my dad, I guess, Dad. I didn't have any Mom and Dad.
Okay. Let's see. When you were in school and you wanted to speak, how did you indicate that you wanted to speak?
I was very bad at speaking. There's one thing in my life, you know, I always said if I ever had to do it again, that would be on my life. One thing I'd take is speech. Because
mm-hmm.
when I used to get up in front of people, I can't speak, and I can't do it today very well.